On SUNY Oneonta Sustainability Week, pilgrimages could save the environment. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Mills, Assistant Professor of Geography and Environmental Sustainability, explores how.
The U.S. is in the midst of a major transformation of religious belief and practice. More and more Americans think of themselves as spiritual, but not religious. Many of these individuals and other Americans are craving something more or something different. Pilgrimage has traditionally been a means of personal healing, but many see it now as one of the best ways to fulfill additional spiritual purposes as well. One challenge is that we have very few pathways where you could undertake such a journey. New pathways could be designed and constructed in ways that fulfill this desire for a rich pilgrimage experience while promoting environmental preservation and restoration. Pilgrimages could be local and based on walking, therefore limiting the use of fossil fuels for mobility. Some routes might include wetland restoration projects or alternative energy generation. Pathways could simultaneously serve as wildlife corridors, connecting fragmented habitats and making movement safer for birds, mammals, and amphibians. Green cemeteries could be integrated into the pathways, further increasing natural habitats while serving a human purpose. Attitudes and behavior by those who take these pilgrimages could be changed by the experience. Many say we need to grieve environmental losses before we can begin to address future challenges. Pilgrimages could give people such an opportunity. Intimate contact with local landscapes while on a pilgrimage can help develop a stronger sense of place, which often leads to greater concern and stewardship of the environment. You could say that by creating new pilgrimage pathways, we would be healing ourselves and the planet.
That was James Mills of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.